The new Al Pacino movie, Simone, opens in theaters tomorrow. It takes its title from Pacino's co-star. The name is actually a contraction of the words Simulation One. Simone is not real. She's a computer-generated movie actress. Pat Dow reports.
Simone was written and directed by Andrew Niccol. He says the idea came to him after writing another script.
Oddly enough, I was waiting for an actor to make up his mind about this other project. And it was taking a long time, so I just started writing this script about this completely controllable artificial actor. I'm sure it was just a coincidence.
In Simone, a completely uncontrollable actress walks out on a movie, wrecking the career of the director, played by Al Pacino. A mad genius gives him a computer program to solve his problem, and he creates an actress. The computer reads his words and motions. They appear on the screen in the form of a willowy blonde.
Good morning, Simone.
Good morning, Mr. Taransky.
Simone, a star is digitized. Do you know what this means? We have stepped into a new dimension. Our ability to manufacture fraud now exceeds our ability to detect it.
I am the death of real. Death of real.
For me, that was the jumping-off point for the movie. Because we really are in an age where, in technology, where we don't know what's real or what's fake anymore.
Not just in technology, says filmmaker Andrew Niccol, but in the end, the difference may be irrelevant.
We're in this sort of culture of where we worship celebrities, and the joke in this film is they're worshiping a celebrity who doesn't exist. But you have to ask yourself, how real are the so-called real celebrities? They're completely packaged. So we don't actually see any real person anyway. We're seeing an actor acting and presenting an image. So you may as well worship a fake celebrity as a real one.
In the movie, Simone's celebrity takes her and her director up the Hollywood food chain, which illustrates one of the basic appeals stars have for their creators and their fans, says Niccol.
I think a lot of our celebrity worship is, you know, it's a need to live vicariously through other people, and it's sort of some sort of wish fulfillment. You know, that's the life we would want.
But Al Pacino's character discovers that borrowed fame has its little disappointments. He's more attractive to women,
Simone.
Sort of.
Oh, call me Simone.
Simone?
Yes. Say it again, please. I want to know what it's like to be her just for one night. Please call me Simone.
You're with me so you can be close to her.
Is that a problem?
Variations on that problem have been the subject of all three of Andrew Niccol's films. Niccol wrote and directed Gattaca, a futuristic drama in which genetic typing at birth determines what every individual is allowed to do. Niccol also wrote The Truman Show, in which a man unwittingly lives his life as the star of a television series. Village Voice film critic Jay Hoberman says Simone is the reverse of The Truman Show.
You know, where you can give a real person a fake life, and here a fake person seems to take on a real life. And I think he's on to something in terms of how we can have our imagination colonized by people who we don't know and will never know, who just exist as projections.
The company releasing Simone has tried to keep critics and audiences guessing about whether the movie's Simone is all digital or all woman. Jay Hoberman says she may be a look at the way things will be done in Hollywood in the future. She's part model, part pixel.
I think that this movie points towards the future in that the character of Simone is kind of a hybrid. I mean, she's really a cyborg, you know, the combination of a real model who's been digitally enhanced.
But that doesn't create a star. Hoberman says the character doesn't justify the adulation she receives.
She doesn't have any personality. That's what makes, you know, the kind of Simone mania totally unconvincing. I mean, because she really has very little. I mean, she looks like a cover girl.
Digital retouching has been common on magazine covers for years. Now it's come to the movies. Andrew Niccol says filmmakers make very subtle alterations that audiences don't notice as special effects. Directors can squeeze an actor's image to take a few pounds off, arch an actor's eyebrow if she forgets to do so in a scene. Niccol admits he made such cosmetic changes in this movie.
Yeah, I did. I removed blemishes from actors. You know, I try to protect their vanity, but I do realize it's sort of a slippery slope in some ways, because I have these tools, so now I use them.
Andrew Nichols concerned that these tools are being used beyond entertainment. He points to television news programs that have digitally altered images. He says people accept illusion in entertainment, but the cumulative effect of so much fakery has made people start to wonder if they can believe anything they see.
The visual image has never been less reliable. There was recent footage of Osama bin Laden, and people said, oh, no, that's doctored, he's dead, that's old footage. Now, that's something we would never even occur to us to say 5 years ago. So now the visual image is very much in doubt.
Nichols says the altering of images in entertainment has been going on for a long time. Celebrities have publicists, personal trainers, and makeup artists to enhance their images. New media just make it easier.
Celebrities always come to us in a digitized form. They come on TV or the internet or magazines. And all of those things are altered to present them in the best possible light. Completely retouched, and electronic makeup now exists where I can retouch the moving image. So nothing truly real comes to us.
Andrew Nichol mostly wants audiences to leave Simone laughing, but he also wants them to come out a little more aware.
Just knowing that they are being lied to.
By him, he says, and everyone else. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell in Washington.